So we have a wonderful presentation now. Jyoti from Thailand is coming. Would you like to say anything about this? No, we'll just show it. Okay, so here is, and we will make sure we turn all the lights off so we can see properly. That will be great. So this is a slideshow made by Sister Mengen and Jyoti Bannon of our time here together, so you'll recognize yourself. It's a nice walk down recent memory lane. And then we'll have another little chit-chat and some announcements, and then your farewell, Toli.
So, wow. 6 days in only 3 minutes, right? And after this, Sister Judy will bring us to very sweet, what to say, that beautiful reflective question before we do a feedback together. So, please. Are you ready to go? No. No? Shall we still stay, continue for more days? No. So, Sister Judy?
So this is the time Jyoti's going to invite you to give feedback and to come up to the front and speak. But to prepare you for that, maybe a couple of reflection questions. So you remember your intention you set for this week, do you? Remember you had it in 3 to 5 words. Can you refresh? Can you look at that again, please? And just take a moment to reflect on the journey you have had this week and how much of this intention, this might be an intention that's longer than just here and now, but surely something has happened to achieve your intention. And so just have a look at that, please, for this moment and see what has been attained, what have you received, what have you got now in relation to your intention. Just take a moment on your own to reflect on that. So a quick show of hands, how many feel that you have fully realized your intention for coming here? Wow, fantastic. How many of you feel that halfway there and still more to do? Put your hands halfway up. Yeah, we're still works in progress, of course. Wonderful. Okay, 2 other questions. One of them is about meditation. Think about your relationship with meditation when you arrived. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how low would be 1 and how high would be 10 was your connection, your comfort with meditation when you arrived. So think of that number. Oh, I was not comfortable at all. I was a 0. Or I was pretty good. I was a 6. You know, whatever. Think of your number. And now 6 days later, we've had many, many meditation experiences. Just think of what is your number now on a scale of 1 to 10. And maybe it's gone up 2, maybe it's gone up 4, maybe it's gone up a lot. But just check the difference in your comfort and confidence with meditation since arriving. So take a moment, and I'm going to ask you, what is the number difference from when you came and where now? So just take a moment to think about that for yourself. If you were a 1 and you're now a 3, then that's 2 difference, right? If you were a 5 and you're now an 8, that's 3. Okay, so take a moment. And then show us your numbers, please, with your hands. How much more confident or comfortable than you were before coming? So give us your number. Did you go up 1? Did you go up 2? Did you go up 5? How much did you go up? 3. On average, I'm seeing like a 3. 3, 4, 5. Wow. Fantastic. Okay, and one last question. When, before coming here, relationship with God, Did you have one? How many put up your hand saying, yes, I had a relationship with God before coming here? Okay. And since coming here, has something been added to your relationship with God? Show of hands. Wow.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Congratulations to all of us for this shared learning experience we've had. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Judy, for beautiful reflective question. And we also would like to hear from you, your experience, and then the things that you want to take with you to change your life. I think that you may continue to change something from now, right? But the thing that you feel that you want to continue to do that when you go back to your country. So please come up, and then we have, because we would like to hear from many, many as possible, so maybe the 2 minutes each. Yeah, please come and share your experience of your wonderful life, right? Because you say that now you have got more, and then you have more experience in, and you have experience in meditation also. Please come, because we have only 20 minutes only.
So any learning or realization, anything from your experience here,
yes,
would be really nice. Just come. And we'll hear from as many as we can, different countries as well.
Thank you. I learned a lot, but to summarize some of my learning is the intention that we had put in together, and as well as really, you know, focusing on your intentions and the values that you are set for your life. These are the guidelines for us. And here we learned a lot of methods and a lot of processes that we should always put it in our mind and clear our mind, and that's the peace that we're looking for. We're overthinking, we are worried about the future or regretting the past. Just be in the present and meditate and connect with Baba. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And then you are from, did you? Kuwait. Thank you. Yeah, and if you speak your own, you can speak your own language. And I feel that translator will come up. Yes, please.
Om Shanti. I'm Widad from Kuwait. I came with the group as a guide, and my realization about the participant, they are really, this time we bring before many groups, but this time really they are very special souls, and you feel they are mature, they like to learn more and transform themselves. So the best 2 things which you learn it really from here, to know your true self, and the other thing, what is your mission in this life, to feel the peace and give it to others. This is the best mission you live for it in these days. So just keep your inner peace when you go home, and continue. Don't stop learning. So continue visiting your center, continue in taking lectures, and do meditation a lot and a lot. And Om Shanti, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, brothers. Yeah, and we would like also to hear from Asia also. You can bring your translator with you.
Om Shanti. They call me Uthman. I'm from Kuwait. I had come in here for a couple of intentions that I had set. Peace, inner peace, happiness, being present, joy, leaving joyously. And I think I've accomplished all those 3.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Other countries, please come up as well. So brother, come, and then you...
You're from... Om Shanti. Actually, when I came here, I'm very attached with my family, too much. And I was so afraid. Dr. Awatif, I told her, I don't know anybody here. I'm really afraid. She told, there is a fear in my, inside me. But even the silent day, when my kids saw the program, they told me, how you will stand the silent day? Mama, you can't stop talking from morning until you sleep. How you will be silent that day? Oh my God, it was the best challenge for myself. There will be a peace, yes. There's something. I discovered that I went from small family to the big family from all over the world. And that's really, really, I am grateful to God to have this chance. Enchanté. I have so much to go back to teach everybody from my family, from children up to the elders.
Thank you so much. Yeah, those from Asia, Vietnam, Thailand, come.
Om Shanti and good morning.
And where are you from?
Iraq.
Okay, thank you.
Something different. Recently, I have attended the medical student graduations, and toward the end, it was very touching when I saw 300 newly graduate doctors stood up and took a solemn oath. And I know to some that oath will remain in their heart for the rest of their life, in their profession, in their daily activities, on their travels. I wish Brahma Kumaris introduce a solemn oath for us to be true to ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's this girl.
Okay, everybody, hands on heart, solemn oath. I promise to be true to myself. Oh.
Om Shanti, and thank you for everyone, everything, you know, like I'm actually taking abundance of love, peace from here. When I first was in Dhyan for past 1 year only, baby, so that time not happy with anything. And I realized on the silence day that I was actually missing loving myself. Very harsh to myself, and I think I love myself and I give love to everyone. This is what I'm taking away with me.
Wow. Thank you so much. And then please introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm originally from Myanmar, but I've been staying in Singapore for past 17 years.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti, good morning. I'm Randa Makarem from Lebanon.
Lebanon.
I was going to say from Ras El Matin, my village country. Anyway, first of all, in the silent day, me myself, I like to be in silence. And most of the time in my country, I truly give myself this peace, okay, this space. Here, I felt it more, of course, because we are lots. But I cheated it a little bit when some of my brothers offered me coffee. I told them, thank you. And when we went to
walk,
yes, I told her, I talked to Mimi something. I told her, thank you, may God bless you. You know, this is... This is the cheated one, it was. But what I take from here, I take more love, more respect from everyone of the brothers and sisters. And I don't have only my family. I have a big, very big family. Mm-hmm. I have our family center. I love them so much. We are so like this together,
yeah.
And we like each other. But here we have a very, very, very big family.
Yeah.
And I hope this family to create and create every year and every year.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank
love
you.
Thank you.
Yeah. The brother, please.
Om Shanti. I do actually have a lot of things to say, but within 2 minutes, I asked about what I should say in a very brief moment. From the very first moment I enter the Ansarova, I feel the totally difference from the world where I come. A wonderful atmosphere, an amazing experience. Every single soul that I met or I just observe is wonderful. The most important thing I want to say first, before I forget, is to thank you, all of you, the Didis, the sisters, the brothers, and every single one of us here that make my journey this week is unique.
Thank you. Please introduce yourself. Where are you from? Introduce yourself, please.
I'm from Vietnam.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Can we have your name tag, please? Thank you.
Now the next. Introduce yourself first so we can know you.
Okay. So Adika, I come from Thailand. My sister translate for me. เป็นเพิ่งเข้ามาใน inner peace ได้ประมาณ 6 เดือนค่ะ ก็รู้สึกว่าครอบครัวที่เมืองไทยอะค่ะ อบอุ่นมาก
She came to the center just 6 months ago and she felt that the family in Thailand is very warm
ค่ะแต่พอมาที่นี่อะค่ะเห็นเจ้าหน้าที่ของที่นี่แล้วก็เห็นเพื่อนๆที่มาจากต่างประเทศรู้สึกว่าครอบครัวของที่เนี่ย
And when she came here and she see all the brothers, sisters here and all the family here, and she felt that, oh, this family is much more loving than that. A little bit bigger.
แล้วก็ตอนแรกที่มาค่ะมีความตั้งใจว่าอยากมาได้รับรู้สึกถึงความ peace ค่ะพี่
Then the first time I came, I just want to experience peace.
ค่ะแต่พอมาแล้วว่ารู้สึกว่าเราสามารถมันมีอยู่รอบตัวเราอยู่แล้วแล้วเราสามารถสร้างมันได
้ And then I knew that now I can create peace around myself
ค่ะแล้วสิ่งที่ได้มากๆเลยก็คือจากแดดดี้นะคะที่ว่าปกติอ่ะเราจะคุ้นชินคนไทยคุ้นชินกับการหลับตาทำสมาธิค่ะ
And the most the thing that she got most is from the Didi because for Thai people we are get used to sit in meditation with eye closed
แต่ดีดีสอนว่าเราสามารถเปิดตาทำสมาธิได้แล้วก็พยายามฝึกแล้วซึ่งรู้สึกว่ามันดีมากๆว่าเราสามารถทำสมาธิได้ทุกที่ทุกเวลาทุกช่วงเวลาที่เราสามารถที่เราจะเชื่อมต่อและกลับมาอยู่กับตัวเอง
And then here Didi taught me that oh you can do meditation you can open your eyes you can do it everywhere you can connect with yourself connect with God and then give that to people
ค่ะก็อยากขอบคุณสำหรับทุกๆสิ่งนะคะแล้วก็ขอให้ทุกๆคนที่มีความตั้งใจอะไรกลับมาในวันนี้ขอให้ได้สิ่งนั้นกลับไปทุกคนเหมือนเรา
She would like to thank everybody and she hope that all of you will fulfill whatever desire that you wish when you go back thank you
Om Shanti everybody I am from Saudi Arabia she make me cry full of emotions and really I appreciate coming here and I'm thankful for the center in Kuwait Master Muna and Sheikha and the center of Abu Dhabi Master Tona for helping us because we don't have a center in Riyadh, but online we are always, they just visited, and it's really very helpful for us to connect with this spirituality. I was talking, I was before in another spiritual school, and we have similar to these learnings, like the soul and the God and this stuff. And I was talking to my friend, because I put intention also, and I feel that I reach what I want, like powerful, peace, confidence, all these things. But I was talking to her, I said, what's your opinion about this? She said, we know all of these, that it's repetition. I said, yes, we know these, but if you have a jewel, and this jewel, by time, it has dust. By coming and always refreshing and try to shine in this jewel, you will just remember who are you and how to connect to God and all those rituals and virtues. It will like upgrading, and this is what happened to me. I'm upgraded and I feel really, really powerful and
thank you very much for everybody, for all the groups, for all the masters.
And for everybody. Thank
and
you.
We hope that one day we will have center in Saudi Arabia, right?
Good.
Yes, please.
Om Shanti, everyone. I am Diana from Egypt. Om Shanti Didi. I came here overwhelmed and eager to feel the touch of God. And I felt it. I felt it at the Tower of Purity. I was working and stayed in Kuwait for 8 years. And I left last year, but Harmony House Kuwait and Raj Yoga didn't leave me. So I came this year from Egypt. I'm leaving grateful, inspired, and humbled. So thank you everyone who facilitated this divine stay. And thank you Sister Sheikha and Sister Mona for everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Shanti, I'm Kung from Thailand. Before coming here, I think I'm good enough. But once I spend 6 days, 7 days in here, I think I can be better or better and better. Yes, we can be better. And once come here, before coming here, I always ask myself, once I'm 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, so what should I do? And what I look like? So many seniors here, Didi, all of the people here inspire me a lot, that someday once I'm 50 years old, especially for Didi today, 80 years old, so she inspired me. I would like to be a grandmother or a big sister who inspire people, who inspire my younger sister, my younger brothers. And I hope to be here in next year. Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you so much. And then after this, we will finish only with these two people, right? Yeah.
Om Shanti. I'm Luca from the UAE group, from Abu Dhabi. I just want to give my experience. When I arrived here, I was very down. I had a very heaviness of my heart, and I didn't have any expectations. It's the first time I come here, the first time I face this association, first time I meditate. It was a very, very good experience for me. Since the first day I received the grace, the warmth of all these older sisters and brothers, and they really changed my view of my life. It was really something very strong. In a few hours, I really switched my heart, and I start seeing with colors my life. I'm very grateful of this. I'm a little bit scared coming back, but I have the tools, and I will for sure I will put all my effort to use them. And I have now new connections and help. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yes, from Korea, no? Oh, and Morocco, right?
I'm Shanti. I'm Salwa from Morocco, and I have a lot of emotions. I forgot what I wanted to say. I came with my sisters from Morocco 2 days before. The journey was very long. We had some challenges, but I think that the proof of God is that we made it. The proof of God is this family. If there is no family, there is no God. If there is no God, there is no family. And
really sweet feedback. Thank you. Yeah, from Korea.
Om Shanti. 안녕하세요. 저는 한국에서 한국에서 왔고요. 방지현입니다.
So Jihyun from Korea.
아 여기 올 때 굉장히 긴 시간 비행기 타고 대기하면서 속으로 그렇게 생각했습니다. 아 여기까지 이렇게 고생하면서 바바는 항상 나랑 같이 있는데 이 먼 길까지 이렇게 고생하면서 와야 되나 하면서는 불만을 가졌습니다.
Yeah, we were flying quite long hours, and on the way, God is always with me. Should I travel this long distance for a long time? That was the question I had.
네, 그리고 또 이 공부를 하면서 사실은 많은 의문도 갖고 있었는데, 아이 뭐 그렇게 여기 와가지고 내가 짧은 기간에 뭘 다 배우고 갈까 하고 생각을 했는데.
And then I did the course, so I learned all the you know a part of the different aspects of knowledge, and so what more can I get coming here? That was kind of thought I had.
아, 근데 실제로 여기 와서 일주일 있으면서 사실은 많은 지식이나 이런 것도 프로그램 통해서 많이 배웠지만 결국은 그런 게 다 말이 필요 없다는 생각을 했는데요. 그것은 아, 여기 시스터들 특히 또 디디들 이렇게 만나면서 그냥 그 눈빛 자체가 만남 그 자체가 아 이게 바바구나 신이 정말 계시는구나라는 모든 걸 다 증명해 줬다고 생각을 했습니다.
So of course through the different sessions I learned new things also but looking at the DDs and the seniors and just from their eyes I could feel presence of God. So this is it. That's why I came here. That's what it is.
그리고 여기 이 프로그램의 주제가 Inner Peace, Inner Power인데 그 말의 의미를 이제 알 것 같았습니다. 마음이 평화롭다는 것이 어떻게 파워가 되는지를 알게 돼서 지금 굉장히 자신감으로 가득하고 나가면은 뭔가 이 힘을 제대로 남들에게 쓸 수 있을 것 같은 그런 자신감이 생겨서 정말 행복하고 감사드립니다.
And the title of this retreat is Inner Peace and Inner Power. And now I understand how inner peace can be power. And now I am filled with the peace. Then I am so confident as I go back that I can be peace and I can share that peace with others. And thank you so much for everything.
Yes, thank you so much. And I think that many may just want to say something, right? Then you can tell your guy
And then your guide will tell us. Is that good? Yeah. Thank you. And then we just give it over to our lovely organizer, right? Organizer.
Om Shanti. So wonderful to hear your experiences, and of course we would have loved to hear everyone. I came to the Inner Peace, Inner Power last year, taking over from another sister, and I went away so inspired and really felt that, wow, that was such an amazing program. But from the moment I met all of you, I just really felt this is going to be even greater. And I really think it's been such a heartfelt retreat from the beginning until the end. There's been so much heart throughout the whole program, and it's been really wonderful to be able to observe and to see all of this. Of course, you know, when we leave here, it won't be quite the same. We will be tested. But as I was told when I started, after Monday always comes Tuesday. So we don't go backwards. We always go forward. And the reason why is because we've got this knowledge and these tools. So when we do slip a bit, we just have to go into that toolkit, go back to the knowledge, and that takes us forward. So we always go forward. So know that it's only forward from here. Om Shanti.
So, yeah, time to say goodbye. So I guess I'm here to give you a certificate. A certificate of good attendance, punctuality. I felt a lot of sincerity from this group. You were all eager, enthusiastic, you were obedient. As I said, majority of you attended all the sessions. And so in terms of your group presence, it was very, I would say, encouraging for us as well. Because as you can imagine, you know, a lot of effort goes into this retreat. And it's not just the faces you see, it's a lot of faces you don't see. And everybody is invoking you from months ahead. And so when we come to this day and we hear your feedback and we read your feedback, that makes it all worth the while. And when you go back, I know that you will ripple, you will shower everything that you've taken from here. And if there's any one piece of advice that I would give, that would be bit by bit. Whatever you do, just start with a bit. Just start with a bit of meditation. Just start with a bit of vegetarianism. Just start with a bit of everything that we are teaching. And just taste it, you know, savor it. And then if you want to do more, it will happen automatically. You won't have to force, you won't have to push or control. So, yeah, all the best on your journey. And also I would now like to thank everybody else. So, of course, Sister Jenti, who's, you know, as we know, she travels the world one day. You know, even me, I work closely with her, but I don't know, are you in Australia or are you in Costa Rica? Where are you? So I have to keep looking at her itinerary.